Should we live stream? Are we on live stream? I might have accidentally started a live stream again.
Oh, man. I feel like we're on live stream way more than we recognize. I feel like it's the only tweets that we ever have is where we accidentally go live.
Oh, really?
It's the Riverside live stream. If someone's joining.
Oh, okay, guys, we're live on. Okay, so yeah,
we're live on Riverside.
Yeah, we're not gonna find anybody there.
Let's see. I'm watching. Oh my god, this is so funny.
These guys.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah,
you're actually able to watch it from.
Yeah,
it's a few minutes ahead
on the live stream. So it's minutes.
What am I talking about?
You're talking about sleeping in the woods. I don't know. That's
the first okay, so we went to that bachelor party this past weekend, George's bachelor party, and on Sunday, me, Matt, Stu, and Owen were killing time at a bar in downtown Cincinnati, Rhinehouse, playing Golden Tee. Owen, what'd you think of Golden Tee, by the way?
I'm a fan. Yeah, that's a fun.
It's so much fun. Once you get a little bit better and you're competitive, me and Matt played it for the next 2 hours. Yeah, George never showed up.
Oh, really? I didn't think he was going to show up. I felt like he had some things to take care of when he got home.
For sure. But when I was there, I was just getting like the light beers, and I drank like 5 or 6 of them. I didn't feel a thing after that weekend. My tolerance was insanely high. It was just wild.
Yeah, it was funny because Sunday morning I was talking and someone's like, does anyone want these beers? And I'm like, I'm not really a big beer drinker. And then one of George's Xavier friends started cracking up and I'm like, I guess it's zero. There's zero beers or 50. Yeah. There's no in between with the beers.
That is funny.
Because he's watching me drink 50 beers.
That's obviously
beers.
A different circumstance, though.
It is a different circumstance, but I think I said like the same thing. But yeah, I think we've drank like more than 20 a day.
Yeah, because it's close to 20 a day. So probably 50.
Yeah, that was a lot. That's the most beers I drank probably since like one of the Andy Classics.
That was
the only other day that I drink a lot of beer.
It involves us.
Yeah, now I think about it, you guys are the problem.
Yeah.
Did anybody accidentally do a... So George had this rule. He brought this weird gator... What's the gator game? Gator tooth game? Where like you press down on one of the 12 teeth of the gator, and it's basically Russian roulette. If you press down on the wrong one, you were forced to chug a beer or do a shot of liquor. Did anybody actually do a shot of liquor?
I did one. The very first time that I did it, because everyone was actually following the rules. I didn't see anyone follow the rules after, I don't know. You'd hit it, and then people would just take like a drink of their beer. I didn't see a lot of chugging.
I feel like I followed it every time. The rule was, though, if you walked outside the house to like the patio or the deck and then walked back in, you had to press one of the gator tooth. And it was pretty intense. It made you not want to leave the house, which probably isn't a good rule when you're paying for an Airbnb in the mountains.
I know. It was beautiful weather, too. 83. I guess I'm stuck inside.
I guess it incentivizes you to stay outside, maybe what George's goal was. But it didn't feel like that in my head. It was always just like, nope, don't leave.
You know what I realized? This is George is like a border collie. This is what he was doing to get us all riled or put in the same room and not separate from each other.
Oh, that's pretty good,
That's a good idea, yeah. There was a cool moment at the end of one night where George grabbed it and was basically, it felt like he was playing Russian roulette and was just like kept pulling the trigger into the last one, and he got down to the last tooth and it finally went off at the last
Dennis, can you move your microphone? It's covering up like all your expression. It looks like you're the guy from Home Improvement.
That's much better, yeah. Right here.
Sorry to put you on the spot, but I just thinking about video clips. I'm like, that's not very engaging.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, yeah, sounds fine.
All right.
George also brought another children's game. It was that reaction.
That game is awesome.
That reaction test where it's like a pole and then it has these 6 Nerf darts that fall sequentially. And you just had to like, it's like a reaction test game. He's good at these little games. Did he have any other little games?
Yeah, this one game where he says that we're all going on a hike and it's 40 minutes past the actual cabin.
After
that wasn't a very fun game.
Drive.
I do feel bad though.
We did.
I feel a lot of guilt that we didn't go out, and I feel like I owe George a hike.
Mainly feel the worst because the next morning he wasn't up for the hike, which was
that's his problem.
Dennis just can't accept that he was the bad guy in this situation.
I wasn't the bad guy. I was just driving a car.
Just for context, we were driving from Cincinnati, a group of 8 people, 2 caravans, and we were planning on hiking in Gatlinburg when we got there. So we left at 9. We ended up getting there closer to like 4 or 5, right?
Yeah, we got there at like 4. It would have been 4:30 by the time we got to the hike.
Yeah, we made a pit stop at the KFC Museum. We saw Colonel Sanders' bed and bathroom.
And that was like my hike.
That was kind of a hike, yeah.
That was out of the way.
Got some Kentucky Fried Chicken in the home of Kentucky Fried Chicken. It was pretty cool. But George still had this ambitious plan that we were going to go on this like really hard hike in the mountains of Tennessee when we got there at like 5 or 6 o'clock. And it just, we didn't have any supplies or anything at that point. We had all been just exhausted driving. It just logistically did not make sense. Like I was exhausted walking through that Walmart. So like, I couldn't imagine doing that Walmart trip after a hike. We would have all been dead by the time we got back. Would have been a waste of a night.
There was a point where we were driving and it felt like we've been driving 4 hours already. And our thing said like 2 hours
two and a half hours
left. And then George is like, oh, here's the actual directions for the hike. Cause we had the Airbnb in and we put it in and it adds 45 minutes to our drive. And I wanted to fucking take the car and turn around and kill myself. So
you had to turn around to kill yourself. You can't keep going straight.
I wanted to send a message to George like, oh, this guy said he's not going to the hike and then he killed himself. So,
or you wanted to kill yourself back in Kentucky or something, probably.
Yeah, in Colonel Sanders' bed. Colonel Sanders.
That place is giving off big Lumen vibes.
It is.
Sarah cool. pointed that out after, and I was like, that is a very good point.
Oh, wow.
Where it's just a big picture, a statue, and you're just kind of, here's where he sleeps. And there's recordings playing in the other room. I'm like, holy shit, maybe that's where they came up with the show. They went to the original KFC, and they're like, this is where we
sat. You're so right, honestly. Because it was Colonel Sanders first started a motel, and in that motel, he wanted to serve his guests a great treat.
Yeah, the bed was the weirdest part. There's a bed and a shower, and forget what someone said about what they want to do on the bed. I don't know
if I can say it on pod.
Okay, maybe we cut it. But it was very funny about what the plan was.
A good moment there was our friend had put a nickname in for his order.
Oh yeah, it was the KFC Museum, and it was like all the old like KFC shrines and like the old bed. But they did have touch screens there for ordering. They didn't see the negative effects of that. So I was excited. Or Big Dog was excited to put in their name as Big Dog when their order would come. And Dennis, I don't know how else to explain it.
Yeah, and then the guy who like kind of not enthusiastic that Big Dog's there, just kind of like, order for Big Dog. Kevin immediately was like, I'm so sorry, I'm sorry. I'll take it.
No,
I'm sorry.
No. He said, I'm so that's me. And he went, woof, woof. And then he said, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. And the guy's like, no, it's okay. And we all kind of like, man, that was a crazy move.
As I like to say, I stand by it. And I thought he handled it like a champ. He could have been an asshole. I just, when you get the opportunity to put in a name, I like to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that, but that's
no,
maybe I'll start trying.
One time we were at Five Iron Golf and they have touchscreens there. Oh, and it's like a golf simulator chain. They have one at Cincy in Cleveland. And they have a touchscreen menu, and before you order after you order a beer, it'll say like any special request. So I can't ignore those. So I typed in, pretend like I said something really rude when you bring this beer over. some 21-year-old kid nailed it. He's just like, sir, here's your beer, but you don't have to be an asshole about it.
Oh wow,
that's
great.
Okay, I like that. Maybe I'm just too boring. Kevin is just having a lot of fun doing it. But sometimes the anxiety does it like you did at KFC. Sometimes the anxiety takes over.
Yeah, no, I do things like that a lot just to keep things interesting. And sometimes I would say 85% of the time, like I read the room first and just kind of like make sure they're not going to.
So you read the room.
Pull out a gun on me.
KFC. and you saw those people behind the counter, they didn't seem like they were like, oh, you know, I fucking want someone to put a nickname in so I could yell it across.
And there was like a line out the door.
Yeah.
Though that one, my judgment was a little clouded from being in a 4-hour car ride. But Gatlinburg, Tennessee, though, what'd you guys think? How would you rate that town?
What? Weird. Loved. Great Air. I'll put this out of the way. Great Airbnb. Really good people that we were with. It was a very fun time. But that actual town, Gatlinburg, is one of the weirdest towns I think I've ever been in.
The very strange bar scene. You feel kind of unwelcome in almost every bar you go into. And it just, it seems like a town where like they don't know their, what culture they want to have here, where it's like the Ripley's, believe it or not. And then they have like a country bar, and then it's like a family restaurant, and then it's like some shitty dive bar, but it's not like a party town. It doesn't seem like maybe a day drink.
It is at the same time. So it's everything.
It's a town that's built around tourism, but it seems like they fucking hate tourists, and they hated us there. But I do have to say one thing about the drive-in, though. When you have like these beautiful, serene mountains that people are naturally drawn to for peace and tranquility, it's only a matter of time before capitalism gets in there and completely ruins it. Because there is a 20 to 30 minute drive getting into Gatlinburg where you're just sitting in traffic looking at the craziest tourist traps you'll ever see. There'll be the Titanic Museum. Then there'll be like medieval times on the left, and then there'll be like there'll be like go karts on the right, and just like these the craziest architecture I've ever seen.
Yeah, and even like a Rite Aid will be like some weird crazy architecture to make you stop and go in there. Like every single store had some weird thing to draw your eye. It's a weird town. The nature part's great. I'm sure a hike would have been good, George.
I know. It would have been nice. It would have been nice.
Yeah. But I had fun just at the house. And
yeah. I think the hike was just wrong time for us, mainly for Dennis. So he's the one that willed it, and he made us all kind of do our own part to get his way.
I didn't will it.
Oh, God. That's all you talked about doing.
I was on Dennis's side the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I felt like I was the puppet. But I wasn't excited to go on a hike at all either. But I would have done it.
Were there any other personal highlights from the trip?
It was a lot of laughing. And then a lot of guilt. I can't, the amount of guilt we all felt on the trip back of us saying something stupid around other people and thinking that everyone hates us. I think that that's such a common thing. I think everyone kind of feels that way after drinking a lot. But we're okay. We didn't say anything that dumb. Dennis, the A1 sauce meltdown at the steakhouse.
I've been thinking about that. I'm like, in my brain, I talked about A1 for 45 minutes straight. And then at some point, I'm like, halfway through, I'm like, I don't like A1 this much. I'm like, be quiet.
You're like, we made the best sauce ever. Everyone loved it, but it was just A1 sauce by rebranded it. Everyone would say they like it because it's A1. No one likes it. And I do agree
with that. I was trying to tell that to Lisa, and she agreed with me. So
you don't have you didn't have an audience there.
In hindsight, you talked about that for too long. I remember it now.
You could have just took it and let it go. So, but don't feel bad about it. We just yelled at you.
When I go on a trip like that and there's like 9 to 10 guys staring at like an Airbnb, I do always feel bad because it seems like there's always like a group of people that like take turns cooking or doing something. And I'm never that guy.
Okay.
And cue the clips.
This is funny. There's an actual clip that I have of Kevin, and he said something along the terms of what he just said. Give me 1 second. Let me pull up. I don't want to misquote you because it was said so well.
Yeah, you really explain your situation and like why you can't do this, and it makes sense. Like,
here's the quote from Kevin. He said, "I haven't done anything around here, and I'm not about to start."
I'm the vibes guy. I'm the vibes guy.
It's a good thing to say when you first meet 10 people.
I was pretty drunk at this point, for the record. Yeah, I don't know why we all were.
But I felt good. I felt like I did a decent amount of stuff. So
I do a lot of cleaning in the background.
This is the first day. I felt like it was pretty good. But I feel like there's some people that pulled a little more weight than we did. And I feel like I have to thank some of them when I see them at the wedding.
Yes. That does remind me of one last thing I want to talk about with the bachelor party. It was an interesting time when we were up at Saturday morning. It must have been like 9:30. And we were just all sitting around like watching TV and people were talking about golf and flexibility and just like real like small talk, like the hardest small talk. And me and Dennis are just kind of sitting across from each other on the couch like, so when are we going to start drinking? But like not saying it out loud. We're just like, what are we doing here if we don't like none of us know each other that well. We haven't seen each other in 8 years. Like, let's just start. Let's just get.
Yeah, I just had the mindset going in the weekend, I'm going to be drinking at all times the whole day.
And it wasn't so, as
you
if like
really yeah. were like a vibe starter, Dennis. You're like, I'm just going to fucking do it. Like, why are you going to cut back now? So you just went full the whole entire time.
You rent a cabin in the middle of the woods because you have no responsibilities there. Like, let's just go all into this thing. Plus, we had like a ride coming at 1 to pick us up. It's like, but that's not exactly that late of a start for a situation like that. So I'm happy with our decision, Dennis. And, you know, we did a power hour. It was fun. We watched a 90s action power hour.
And it turned into Rush Hour 2, which you purchased. Yeah. Did you get to watch the end of it?
I didn't, but I did. I haven't seen that movie in like 10, 20 years. So it was nice to get a little glimpse into it.
Yeah, it didn't hold up as much as I remember. But
on my flight home, there's an option to watch Rush Hour. And I was tempted to click it. And I was like, I have too much other stuff to watch.
What'd you watch?
Well, I couldn't keep watching Twin Peaks because my downloads expired, so I still have one episode left, which I'm really upset about because I have no clue when I'm gonna watch that. So I was watching The Curse.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's good.
How far into that are you?
Like 4 or 5 episodes. It is an uncomfortable show, but I feel like I like it. Nathan Fielder is so, man, the way he acts is so insane to me that anyone could. I don't even get it. I don't get his character, but he does it so well being that specific person.
Rehearsal comes back in a few weeks or maybe next week. Yeah, I'm pumped.
It's okay. It's okay so far. I have no clue what's gonna happen.
It gets really good. I figured you'd like the house flipping part of
it. Yeah, a lot of real estate talk.
The real estate part.
Yeah, it's okay. I feel like it's all that part's okay. I like the other parts way better, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so then should we just get into the White Lotus finale since we're talking TV?
Yeah, let's get into
it. Yeah, you guys all watched it, correct?
Yeah, I watched it the night of.
I watched it last night, and I avoided spoilers all day before watching it, and now I know why I avoided spoilers, because it wasn't an amazing end that got people talking or tweeting or doing. It wasn't, like, memeable. Or anything.
I agree, Owen. It was not a satisfying ending to what I thought was like a perfect television show. It wrapped up too quickly. Like I always complain about a lot, and it just didn't have like the gut punch that I was hoping for.
No, it was a little too predictable and
too predictable.
The whole spoiler. Him.
Yeah, if you haven't
shooting,
watched it.
Yeah, skip the next 5 minutes. the part where he shoots the guy, and he's like, the lady's like, this was your father and you shot him. Like, that just seemed so forced.
Oh, yeah. The way they kind of forced that into explain it.
Which everyone kind of had the idea. But actually, when the guy came up and he was like, your mom was a fucking drunk and your dad.
They should have even never said it. Like, we should have just like always kind of known it in the back of our mind. We didn't need somebody to like really spell that out for us. Like, I could have figured that out, that was his dad. Yeah, I figured it out 3 episodes ago.
Yeah, I wish they'd just admitted it right when he saw him. Right when you saw a white guy walking down the steps in Thailand and that was the guy that supposedly killed his dad. It was just too obvious. The fact that they held that for so long, you're like, okay, cool.
Kevin, do you know who that actor is? Speaking of
Kevin Jarden. Garvey's dad.
Kevin Garvey Jr.
That's what I was going to say. What is that guy in?
I was so curious. I had to think about it for like 20 minutes because I couldn't figure it out.
I'm so familiar with this guy and I can't figure out what. And it was The Leftovers.
Damn. Two people from The Leftovers in that show. The one of the girls. Is there any others?
No. Did you guys tear up at all at any scenes?
Oh, yeah. With the three girls, they wrapped that up really nicely.
Oh, yeah. I started like tearing up. Especially
after like a bachelor party, like it just like made me appreciate like friends that I grew up with and like people who like no matter how much you have to fake it for work and like
that was a satisfying ending to that storyline.
Okay. No, yeah. That character speech really got me.
I'm shocked you guys teared up. I get it.
I wouldn't say I was bawling crying, but like it definitely resonated.
But yeah, I felt like that was a, like, I think reading online, people are like, what a horrible relationship all these women have, you know, with each other. And to me, it was like, this seems like a normal relationship that women friends especially have, where it's like they kind of just all talk about each other.
For sure. Yeah. That's what you do. It's like, and I think that comes back to the bachelor party. Like, we all don't, we're not really bullshitters. Like, we, if Dennis likes a one steak sauce and he can't get it at a restaurant, he wants to talk about it for 30 minutes. And then me and Owen will be in the corner just like, is this guy fucking serious right now? Like, we will just say what we're kind of thinking because we just know it. Like, we're not going to be offended by it. Like, it's just, you know, your opinion is, you're getting a little heated. And it's
like, it is
judge us for judging you.
Yeah, there's a lot of
we don't judge you for speaking your opinion.
The problem is there's a lot of times where I tell you guys like something straight and then I feel pretty guilty about it. I'm like, oh fuck, that seemed a little harsh. So
I think that part makes it with who we are.
Yeah, I think so too. Because then you guys also are like, oh, whatever, I don't care.
Yeah. Unless you called me receding hairline boy or something like that, then it might hurt.
Don't do it in the comments. Please don't say anything about our hairlines in the comments.
Owen had a pretty good moment like that too on the trip where I had bought this pair of basketball shorts that I was really excited for, and I put them on to like a month and a half ago, and Megan just is like, no, those are not it. Like, those are not good, cool shorts. They kind of ended up looking like Adam Sandler, like way too long basketball shorts. And I thought they were going to be cool. And I'm like, all right, I got to give them at least one last effort. And I showed them to Owen. He's like, Nope. You can't do those. And he had a really good point about fashion. He's like, yep, long shorts are back. You know, you can't be the first one to do it. You have to wait till you're like 10% adopter. You can't be the 1% adopter.
Yeah, 1% adopter gets too many looks, unless that's your thing. And that's not any of our things. None of us are like the brand new styles.
And you can't be a 1% adopter in Ohio. You have to be on the coast to be a 1% adopter. Otherwise, you're going to look like a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last thing about the leftovers was just, or not the leftovers, the White Lotus. Happy 35th anniversary to Twin Peaks, by the way. I was explaining it to somebody at work, I was mansplaining again, that Twin Peaks paved the way for every show you've liked in the past 20 years. Lost, White Lotus, Stranger Things, all these little Easter egg shows, like where you just try to pick it apart. That's Twin Peaks. Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shit, that happened today.
Yeah. It came out 35 years ago on April 8th.
Maybe I got to finish it tonight then.
That would be kind of cool. Okay. But the last thing on the White Lotus, though, was the illogical plot line of that smoothie thing. And people have hammered home on this on the internet, so I don't want to speak on it too much. But that plot line was so illogical that he's like, I'm going to make my family pina coladas. They're all going to drink them and die. Like, what? In what world would that plan ever work?
I liked the plan.
I was nervous. Oh.
I thought it was when they were drinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the same thing when these blends. I was like, this thing's going to taste like shit. It's going to overpower it. So that's.
Well, the coconut milk was bad. That's what he said.
But also just like the way, like, it'd be one thing if you got everybody drunk and was like, I'm making pina coladas. But to just be like, we're making pina coladas tonight. Can we get a blender and some pina colada juice, please? Everybody ready for pina coladas tonight? All right, we're gonna do them. It'll be fun.
I just feel like if that was my dad, it'd be so easy. Yeah, it's the worst. Is that your southern Georgia accent?
Pina coladas. I think it's my Patrick Mahomes.
I just feel like
I threw it real good out there tonight.
If you guys were on a trip and like you were your parents and you just notice that your dad was acting the way that this guy dad was acting.
Oh, for sure.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Sleeping all day? Yeah, like the guy's the most stressed out person.
Doesn't say anything, is just like rubbing his head all day, and like the way he looks, he's just gone.
The only thing that I'd be like, all right, he's giving us all pina coladas because he's depressed and he's trying to find a way out of it. So he's like, oh, we got to try to celebrate. But it was the complete opposite.
I did love after he gave the pina coladas and like threw him on the ground.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, I'm just going to bed. And she's like, we got wine. Just gave up on it. I did like this. The scene where the kid is dying and they kind of show like him in the water and like his rebirth. I like that part.
Oh, I didn't dig that much into that. That's kind of cool.
And then, I just the Walter Goggins and that was a bad storyline. I mean, I like the Sam Rockwell part, but other than that, it's just moping around and just kind of stupid action. And I don't really like the Belinda one with the money.
Oh, I didn't like that either. I didn't care for that.
We did that shit, Ma. We did that guy's shit. That was the worst. Oh, God, that was so annoying. I couldn't stand that guy's face, and I didn't like his character.
And I also just thought they were doing way too many callbacks to past seasons, which they didn't do in the second season. They were really like involving the characters and going back to old storylines. And I don't recall them doing that in season two.
Have you guys heard the drama around this right now? I guess the creator came out and was talking about.
Something about the music.
Yeah. Yeah. So the guy that makes the music, which I think is one of the best parts of the show, honestly, like it wouldn't be as good of a show without the music constantly going and like the theme and all that sort of stuff. They got in a fight, I guess, and this guy wouldn't take any feedback from Mike White, the creator, and basically put out an article 3 days before the finale and said like that they would argue all the time. And it sounds like they've cut ties with each other.
Oh, the theme song was fine, in my opinion.
I liked it.
The original theme song, Mike White didn't like, but that was the one that ended up being really popular. And then Mike White wanted to change it for season three. This is what I got after slightly skimming one Instagram post that explained something. So you can't take my story.
I think you're qualified to continue.
Yeah. So then they got in an argument. That was kind of it. They got in an argument and they couldn't see eye to eye. I think that I think this show is over unless they completely change it. Cause it's all a lead up to the very last episode of a bunch of people that die. And I think that was fun for like the first two seasons, the third season.
Yeah. They can't have a fourth White Lotus or someone do the same shit.
Yeah.
It's so essential to the series though. It's so like people just love crime shit and true and murders. So it's like kind of like a red herring.
Yeah, I get that it's fun and I would watch it, but I think this season finale made me realize that the magic for the show is gone.
If you were the creator of White Lotus and you had to cast three people and you had to pick a location,
that's a hotel location,
where would you pick and name three people you would cast?
Did you just come up with that on the spot?
I saw someone tweet about like your dream cast.
Can't you have an original thought about this? You should have
that's a good one.
Yeah. Your response. Yeah.
Comment on the tweet.
Right, I'm trying to think what actors I like.
I just Googled actors.
Yeah, let me Google actors too.
All right. I think my dream location, this is recency bias, I think it's on a cruise in the Caribbean. Okay.
Ooh, I like a cruise storyline.
And I want it to be, do I want it to be an upscale cruise or do I want it to be like, I don't think it should be like a bargain cruise, maybe like mid-tier.
I think I have my actors.
I got mine. Kevin, you go first because Dennis isn't that sure.
Oh, well, let me just finish mine. Okay, so we're on a cruise ship. It's like a mid-tier cruise ship. And I want someone, this character recently went broke and this is kind of like their vacation away. And this is played by, who's like a posh... Posh actor.
Can I give you a second to think about it? I have mine fully fleshed out. Go. At least I have the actors.
Okay. Where's your location?
I'll figure that out on the fly. Right. My actors are Donald Glover. Just because I like Donald Glover and I find him very entertaining to watch. Adam Sandler, just because I think he would play a great dad character in it, and he's got the drama chops for it.
That's true.
I don't know what he would do with it, but he would be very entertaining. And then my third one is who's the guy from Bloodline? And
Kyle Chandler.
That wasn't my original, but I do like Kyle Chandler. But I like the other guy from Bloodline, who's
he's Australian.
Yeah, he's a weird looking guy. He was in, I think he's in Place Beyond the Pines. I think he played the other guy opposite son. Ryan Gosling. No,
he's kind of an older guy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. It's like his partner in crime, the guy that drives the box truck.
Yeah, get his name really quick. Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Shit, Kevin, that's really good.
All right, let me think. Where would they be?
Yeah, what would make that interesting? I'm just typing in vacation destinations. I want something a little bit different, like maybe like just London or something a little bit more like Nordic. Like
the thing is, they have to be like kind of confined to their location. That's the kind of the key thing.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Like they're all on, either on like some sort of island or resort.
What about Italy? They couldn't get around Italy?
There was an island, I think, is what they were trying to say, right? Hmm. Where would they be? I think they would be like on a New England, like a Nantucket or something like that. I could
ooh,
see that.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. A little, yeah.
It's like not, a Northeast.
Not, yeah. Maybe not tropical enough, but I like that setting.
Okay. Owen doesn't like it.
And that's where Adam Sandler's from. So, you know, there's some real reality there.
Yeah.
All right. I'll just go with that. Owen, my real answer is Buffalo. I want them in Buffalo. I love Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what mine is. I can't find a third one.
Let's just say name one actor.
Christopher Walken. It's just an old guy that's on there that is really rich. I like that idea.
Like that.
And then Shia LaBeouf is just the young, crazier kind of guy. I think those two, but
Shia LaBeouf would be good. Yeah.
He's not in anything anymore. He got canceled pretty hard. Just
did
such
he get
a
canceled?
Oh, yeah. I think he's a wife beater.
I feel like we talked about so many celebrities over the weekend, and someone would be like, they're canceled. And then someone would look it up and be like, oh, they're actually not canceled.
Someone was so confident about someone being canceled. And it was for like something bad. Like, I think it was like potentially like pedophilia or something. Oh, it was the guy in Rush Hour. Oh, yeah. He was
Chris Tucker.
Yeah, you see, Chris Tucker was a Jeffrey Epstein frequent flyer.
Somebody was like adamantly talking about that.
And I looked it up. I'm like, no, it just says that he left Hollywood.
Never. What, Epstein Island?
Yeah, permanent resident.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep talking because Dennis had another show he wanted to talk about. And that has been on my radar for a minute. It's on Max, The Pit, which is the spiritual successor to ER, set in Pittsburgh, which automatically locks me in. What do you like about the show? Are you watching it?
So it's cool because it's basically every episode is an hour long and it's 1 hour in the ER of one day. So it starts at 7 a.m. the first episode, the next episode's 8 a.m.
Oh, so sort of like a 24 situation?
Yeah, I guess. And it's like about a doctor's shift basically in this hospital. And it's just cool because it's Pittsburgh and it's like a shitty hospital that's just overstaffed or overcrowded, understaffed. And I like these hospital shows like House. I'm a big House guy. New Jersey, maybe?
Doesn't play a pivotal role. I picture like a Pittsburgh hospital show. Like everybody's got fries in their sandwich. They're all eating like Polish boys.
Where's Ian's doctors at? What they say?
Ian's emergency here.
I can't say it.
That's one of the most. That is the worst out of all of them. Y'all is fine. You guys, you all, but Yin's, fuck it. It seems the most so forced. I can never understand that.
There is a lady that used to like. Well, she actually cleans. I have a cleaning lady.
Okay? Oh.
And she cleans like the toilets and stuff every 2 weeks. Comes to my house, cleans the floors. And she's from Youngstown, Ohio, and she says Yinz.
Oh, yeah, Youngstown is more Pittsburgh than it is Cleveland.
Yeah, so it's like that area, Eastern Ohio and Western Michigan, or
well,
Western
Pennsylvania. Have you been to Pittsburgh? It's basically West Virginia. It's basically like West Virginia's capital.
It doesn't feel like a Rust Belt city. Maybe it's because it's not on a big lake.
Which is funny because it is by definition the Rust Belt.
Yeah,
city.
I know, but it doesn't feel like a Buffalo or Detroit or Chicago or like one of those. Don't you think?
I do want to go back to this show because I'm picturing in the every conversation goes like this. It's like, hey, I'm so sorry, your son has 12 hours left to live. Oh no, that's so sad. Go Steelers.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
It's all about the Steelers. No, it's good because it's just constant. There's some residents that are new and they think they know what they're doing, the right thing, and they're like listening to nurses and they didn't trust their gut. They're wrong there, and the main guy's so busy he can only walk in a room for 5 seconds and try to diagnose them. And like sometimes he's wrong, but he has to like keep moving and stuff.
Will it make you feel better about your next trip to the doctor? Like empathize with the doctor more when you're like waiting in the room for an hour and a half?
It's never that busy. So no.
Okay, that's
and
true.
And if it's me waiting, like I don't give a fuck.
Unacceptable.
Me first. Yeah. And the guy has a nice receding hairline that doesn't look too bad. And I'm like, I think these might be back with Walter Goggins. And this guy has a receding hairline. He's bringing balding's back.
I don't think they're back. I think we could just relate with these guys a little bit more because we're just getting older.
And you kind of get excited to see the representation.
Yeah, like, oh, these guys are actually kind of cool. And they could be confident with the shitty hairstyle. Maybe I can too.
Wait, can you name one more doctor show you've watched other than House and the Pit? Because I can't think of any other. Scrubs?
Yeah, Scrubs. Lisa watched Grey's Anatomy. And I watched probably 15 episodes of that. Just longest like the year.
Show of all time. That's a lot of episodes that you watch.
I know, but she watched it for like 2 years straight. And this is like 15 episodes over 2 years. Yeah. And that show would be interesting, but then it would be like, I like the medical part of it, but then all the drama part was, and it just got crazy. Grey's Anatomy.
So I got diagnosed with a medical illness just this past week.
Thoughts and prayers for Kevin before he comes out.
Can you try it on? Do you have it
yeah,
on?
I did. So I have sleep apnea, mild to moderate sleep apnea. Did an at-home study. Doctor said I need a CPAP. So I got it to my house
CPAP?
Today. I can't.
Go visit Grandpa. He needs a CPAP. You need to go CPAP.
He's like, I don't know what to do. This is a family matter. You got to go talk to your grandpa.
Go ahead.
I can't believe how fast it came. I got diagnosed with this thing on Friday.
Does
this
doctor work for the CPAP merchandise?
No,
company?
I went the private route. I did Lofta, like one of these like telehealth companies, like kind of like Hims. Like these things are so freaking efficient. I had this thing in my hands 3 days later, a CPAP machine. And it was insane.
I was shocked because you got the results like over the weekend of us being together, and then like today you already had the machine. That's nuts.
Yeah, I was expecting like 2 weeks before.
No, I feel like if I went through the traditional healthcare route, I'd be waiting like 3 months for this thing and probably pay double. So shout out to
don't get me started on healthcare.
Hey, dude, private medicine's where it's at. I'm all in.
I was in a room with all you at sleeping this weekend, and I did hear.
Oh, okay. Kevin's sleep.
Yeah. And you were snoring too.
Oh, crap. That's a different story. You weren't supposed to say that.
So does mine sound like snoring, Dennis, or is it just what I imagine? Just
no,
more
this
like
is what Kevin sounds like. It's like there's no like, you know how you listen to someone breathe, and it's like, okay, I can at least fall asleep to this, but Kevin's like, and I think, and you sleepwalk too. You were
oh for sure.
It was like for 10 minutes, I thought Owen was trying to get in his bed. I'm like, what is he doing? And I turn the light on, and it's you. Your head is like right next to me, just standing, and your eyes are like closed. I'm like, what are you doing? Your bed's over there.
That's
like
a drunk thing.
You're like a Roomba, like going against a wall, like going against a wall. Didn't know where to go. Just kept going.
Oh, that's so funny.
No, that's always been me. Like whenever I get like really drunk, I must wake up in the middle of the night completely disoriented, have no idea what's happening, where I'm going. Yeah. I actually remember I have a quick story, and if you don't mind me sharing, I went on a work trip when I was right after college, prime drinking years, and we did like a cat. It was a startup, so whatever reason they thought it was okay for like 25 startup coworkers to be like spending a weekend in a cabin together, which is crazy in hindsight.
Yeah, that is
crazy, just partying, and I did it that night. And one of my coworkers was like, what were you trying to do? Get into that girl's room.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude. It's so that part.
Man.
And I know it's so hard to explain to people how innocent it is. It just comes off as so terrible.
Yeah.
I was just like, no, I just was disoriented. I was looking for a bed. I just didn't know. Like, I don't know. And that's assume what it happened. I don't think I was going in there to. Okay, I don't want
that happened at my bachelor party.
You're
right?
Not alone, Kevin, because I used to do the exact same thing, and I get very nervous that I'm going to do it again because it is uncomfortable where you wake up and you're so disoriented and you have no clue what bed you're supposed to be in, what room you're in. You just walk in
because you're already in a bed.
You get up and all of a sudden there's some times where I'm like mentally there. I like get up and I'm like, what am I doing? Where am I? And I just start walking around and I end up, I'm like, this is the bed I'm supposed to be in. And I just like, well, get in. Or it is. So I feel for you, Kevin. And I'm glad it didn't happen to me because.
Yeah, no. And I Luckily, I think people know I'm a decent person, so like it doesn't like.
So that's as soon as you said it, I was like, dude, don't worry about it. Like I understand it completely.
It was Owen's bed you were trying to get into. It would have been funny if you guys switched beds. no clue.
Just like bumped into each other like in like Three Stooges style. Like, oh, sorry.
Speaking about bumping into stuff, I ran into the bunk bed probably about 8 times. After I was done going to the bathroom, I turned the corner and I just try to feel my way into it. I'm like, where the hell is it? I keep my arms out really wide because I think I'm deep enough, and I run my head straight into it.
So I just learned something. When you are in these Airbnbs and there, you know how they always have that one room with 4 bunk beds? Mm-hmm. It turns out those are actually for kids, not for 34-year-old drunk adults.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess that's meant for like kids or something. So okay.
Kevin, your CPAP machine, have you used it yet?
Yes, I tested it out this afternoon.
What does it feel like?
While you were working?
It's really underwhelming. Yeah, I did try it out for a second while I was working. But then I tried it and I actually took a nap with this afternoon to just give it a run. Because no, they say these things take weeks or months to adjust to, getting used to it. But the technology is so good now, I barely feel it on my head because all the things are so like ergonomical. But I can't explain what the feeling's like. When you turn the thing on, it basically is just blowing out air. But when you put it on, it only blows out air when it senses like that it needs air in the surface. So it just kind of just feels like deep breathing all the time. Just like,
does your mouth get dry?
No, you put
water in it.
There's water in it. It's basically like a humidifier too.
Oh,
it's a wild feeling. I'm going to try it tonight. I don't know what it's going to be like, but I do have a feeling it's going to drastically change my life.
Is it loud?
No, not anymore. They used to be really loud, but this one is dead quiet. The technology is incredible.
And like, let's say you roll over. Is the tube like all on top of you and stuff?
I mean, we'll find out, but no, it doesn't appear that way. It seems
I can imagine it's going to take
all these things.
No, they didn't think that one through.
You have to sit as still as possible.
They're like, what if the guy rolls around? They're like, no one's going to roll around with this thing on.
The guy's going to be happy he's breathing. He's not going to be rolling.
You have to be a goddamn fool to roll around with this thing on.
But I'm excited to hear about, because Kevin, you've had some sleep issues, not just that, like paralysis and stuff. So I hope this changes a lot for you.
I will say, when I take a nap after work, it's usually like I do the snooze alarm thing. Like I'll still do like 6 snooze alarms, and I woke up from like a 30-40 minute nap, popped right up. I still I still woke up a few times during the nap and was like, what's on me? But like it really did feel like I just got a little bit of rest for a second. So we'll find out. What else did we want to talk about?
I was going to get addicted to sleeping.
Dude, I already am. I gotta go to bed. I already am. But I just
put
now
a little weed in that CPAP machine.
Megan and I want to try
a vaporizer.
Well, we wanted to try Diet Coke, so I wake up real nice and refreshed.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Wouldn't ruin the machine at all. Sticky as hell.
Inhale Diet Coke all night.
Well, since we're speaking on just disabilities, if that's they might be a force. I did want to ask you guys if you've seen this on the internet. There is a girl that's going around. She has like 1 million followers on Instagram. She is deaf. And she's also a really good lip reader. So she's made up. So now she goes on and lip reads celebrities' private conversations. And it's really interesting.
I have seen this girl.
I've seen her. I don't get that. I don't dive that deep into them, but I've seen it.
Owen's only looking at like the guys on TikTok who face has been like removed surgically put back on. Or like
there is a lot of those that just pop up. And I think it's because you're like, holy shit, what's wrong with this guy's face? And you watch it for too long. And then they're like, let's show you this other guy's really fucked up face.
I was showing the kids pictures on my phone like that I took of them like earlier, because I took some pictures for Lisa's birthday and some videos of them that I was going to show her. And I had the screenshot of that guy, and Freddie's like, who's that guy? And I'm like, oh, that's my friend. And I swiped it real quick. And he's like, why does your friend's face look like that? And I'm like, that's just his face.
It does suck for these people, though, that like they have this drive to be like content creators, but their content is just all revolves around this hook. Like they can't create a video now that's not like this deaf girl's actually done a really good job of like, you don't think of her as the deaf person first. You just think of her as the lip reader. But that face transplant guy, like every story, every video has to start off with,
I had a Fuchs transplant.
And you're like, oh, fuck.
And then, yeah. And then it could be like the most... It could be like the most innocent video. Like the premise of the video will be like, I'm going to go buy bananas at the store. And it's like,
you're good luck, man.
I had a face transplant. Now I'm going to go buy bananas.
It's just Jay's like explain his life story to everyone. Every yeah, because
the only thing that draws people in is like they look, they grow to love these people. But at the end of the day, the only reason they ever engaged with it in the first place is because there's something off. And yeah. That does suck.
So this deaf girl, I've seen her. I do you believe it? Do you believe that she's doing a good translation?
I do. I really do. And it's feels violating and scary that somebody can do that. But we do have to continue. Oh, the last thing about this girl, though, here's the craziest part. She was on Squid Game The Challenge with my dad.
Oh, really?
I got it. Yeah. She was one of the...
I wonder if she listened to this podcast, because if she's in... Oh, shit. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
I doubt it.
We love your work.
Idiot. This is the second time where I'm like, they can listen, but that's...
But she no. might have. Listened. No, she can't. You're right. Now I get the joke.
Yeah, because she's deaf.
Okay. I'll ask my dad if she remembers her, though. That's the only thing I wanted to say about that.
Oh, that's really if you met a deaf person, would you talk louder?
I'd talk slower.
I would talk more enunciate. Like, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
I throw them off.
I'd go like this. Hey, ma'am.
Okay, we got a couple more topics to cover. Owen, how passionate are you still feeling about airplane people?
I feel like I always have three topics, and the third one's always a throwaway if we don't have time.
I want to hear.
Give me one tidbit from this airport.
All right. So I actually got a decent story. So there's a group of guys that were on my way to Cincinnati. They were also on my way back to Seattle. So I was in both of the planes, and pretty normal, like, bros, probably just right out of college. But one of the guys was wearing, like, a corn cob. And he was wearing it so much.
What does that look like?
Like, it's just completely straight, flat, all the way around. It's like a fedora, shorter.
Frosty the Snowman?
I don't know if Frosty is wearing one. I was just thinking that, too. Corn cob.
Abe Lincoln? Colonel Sanders?
And I actually told Sarah that this guy's wearing a corn cob hat. And she's like, I think you just made that up, what those are. And I was like, no, it's definitely a corn cob hat.
I just Googled it. But I just wearing corn on their head.
Yeah, oh, so you know what? No. I know what happened. Frosty the Snowman got in your head because he has a corn cob pipe and a pipe.
Yeah, maybe hat. It's that.
Yeah, you can find it. What is it? A corn cob pipe and a nose and
two eyes made out of
coal. Yeah, you're just hearing corn cob and relating it to Frosty.
But it's for made sure. out of straw. It's like a straw hat and maybe, corn cob. Fuck. Short hat, short brim. Let me see if I can.
Well, I'm kind of disappointed. Owen doesn't know a piece of clothing item.
I thought I had it right, though.
Yeah,
I think I know what it is.
It is not a fedora, though.
I have it here.
Is it a bowler's cap?
Okay, like, I just found a guy that's wearing one.
Is it called a bowler's cap?
One of these. Like, it's basically a straw fedora.
Let me see what you got, Kevin. Oh, Kevin, here. Scroll down. It's not any of these. It didn't look like this. That's the thing that's getting me thrown off. It is more that guy, that one guy's vibe, but not the same. Keep going. I Googled. Oh, you did the Google the same thing.
I have no idea what Owen is talking about.
I don't know either. God, can you show your screen?
Yeah, give me a second. I think, let me see if I'm allowed to share.
Corn cob hat.
I Googled it and it was people wearing corn on their head.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
So can
are you thinking of like the hat that like in a...
All right, can you see this all?
GoldenEye, they throw.
You see all this?
Oh, yeah. Like that kind of hat.
This is the most accurate, too, but that brim is too rounded up. His brim was more like straight, like this. And it looked so ridiculous. It didn't fit any. He's wearing like gym clothes, and he had that hat on, and he wore it to the. But he wear it on the plane, and then I'm like, okay, maybe this is a joke. Maybe he had to wear it, and he like lost a bet, so he has to wear it. But he was wearing it like it wasn't anything weird. Then he
and to wear that on the plane seems really forced. Like,
yes. So he had that on, and then on the way home, all of a sudden there's someone that rushed to the back of the plane with a bag, and it was part of the they're not stewardess. What are their name now? Stewardess, the old term for them. You know what? Oh, I'm is it? About. Flight attendant. Flight attendant yes. grabbed like an emergency bag and sprinted the back, and everyone's like, "What is going on?" And it seemed like there was something dangerous in that bag. But they get all the way to the back, and then we landed, and then like, "Sorry, everyone, we have a medical emergency. We have to get this person off the plane before we can let anyone stand up. So please, whatever." So this guy, all the way from the back of the plane, is brought up by the medics, but he's walking. He's got like a pierced nose. He looks kind of normal. And he's friends with a corncob hat guy. And that guy handed him a bag of stuff. Corncob gave the guy that was had the medical emergency something. And then he walked off the plane. And I have no clue what's going on with this friend group, but it seems like it's all over the place. And I just like, I want to know what the fuck went
on. Pick a lane, friend group.
They didn't seem like they should have been together. That guy with the corncob hat, and he was wearing it after all of the friends were like congregating at the end.
Did
like,
the guy walk by and he tipped his hat?
He took it off after he sits down, but then when he gets back on, he puts it on and he has like a perfect line in his hair because he's wearing the hat all day long.
So what do you think it was? Was the guy drunk or something?
I don't know. I think maybe he has seizures or something and his friend had his emergency bag just in case, but
Or maybe allergic reaction or something.
Or maybe this guy, maybe they just were going on a, I was thinking that they were doing a, what is it, when someone's an alcoholic and you have to.
Intervention.
Yeah, they were doing an intervention. They had to go to Cincinnati to get their friend and bring him back to Seattle for an intervention.
This is interesting.
And he's like, dude, I'll wear the hat. I'll wear the fucking hat. We'll go get him. I'll grab his bag so that way he can't get it. This guy fakes a medical emergency. Walks up to his friend, said, "I need my bag. It's got my stuff." He's able to grab the bag. He's doing drugs in Seattle right now.
Jumping in here, I have an idea for a TV show now that combines everything we love, everything Dennis loves. It's The White Lotus Meets The Pit. And it's basically just a day at an airport.
I would like that. Yeah.
So you get to see all these unique dynamics of people traveling. Issues, drama, fight, like people excited, people too drunk.
Good. And then follow a TSA person that like found a gun that or would something. Be good.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea for a show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Taps both those kind of interests.
Fuck, Kevin. All right, that's the show that we've been trying to figure out.
We have that development deal and we just haven't figured out what.
They've been waiting 2 years for us to give them a show.
Okay, Dennis, so what did you have to say about The Masters? Are you watching it?
Yeah, I am. And I like The Masters. I always kind of start strong and then I forget about it and then we'll watch the ending of it. But I usually place a bet on like three people. But there's always a thing that goes around with The Masters and I used to think it was cool, but now I've learned more about The Masters. I'm like, this is all fake. It's the menu they have there.
Oh, I saw a little bit of this. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like $2 for a chicken salad sandwich and $3 for a beer. And it's like, oh my God, look how affordable everything is at the Masters. It's like old school and stuff. And then I know a guy that went to the Masters and he bought a polo shirt, $210.
Polo shirt.
He said he spent like $600 on merchandise there.
I think that they make like $1 million every 10 minutes at the Masters.
The merch stand.
Yeah. I don't know the exact number, but it's something insane like that.
Yeah, so they're not putting that price online. And so all these people are like, look how old school the Masters are. And it's
literally are putting that price online.
Master stuff online.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Oh, no, but you can't buy a pimento cheese sandwich online either.
Uber Eats?
Yeah, but one from the Masters?
Yeah. But no. So that's all over the. I feel like that stat is on the internet all the time, too.
No, but so. I think it's just. What I don't like is the telling a story and Owen's just mouthing the word no. Like he's fucking Gordon Ramsay. I'm trying to tell him how to cook. All right. No, I just don't like the sentiment that people have is like, oh, the Masters, what a tradition. Look at the food menu hasn't changed. What a tradition. And it's like they corralling people in this merchandise store, making them spend $1,000 on a fucking polo shirt. Fuck America.
So you're upset with the fake publicity.
Of course, he's upset about an expensive T-shirt. Dennis put a shirt on layaway That was too expensive. So I can see where he's coming from. I think it's great. I would love to go. I don't think I'll.
You would buy a Masters polo.
If you go to the Masters one time, yeah, you buy the polo. Because you're saving so much on the food and the beer because it's really cheap.
That is true. I guess if you're buying like 10 beers, or how many beers do we drink this weekend? 50 beers. If you're buying 50 beers over the Masters weekend, you could probably, if they're like $3 or $5 a beer.
Do you drink like that at the Masters? Do you put down 12 beers while you're there?
I feel like people do.
You're walking around.
Yeah, I do probably 4 or 5.
Depends on.
But then by the time I'm in the fifth, I'm like, oh shit, I could
one an hour.
Another one.
One an hour.
Who are you betting on this weekend, Dennis?
Who's playing? I haven't looked yet. That's why I asked Mr. B for some recs.
Hoff is one of the few sports where it's like the same names for the past, like literally, like all the names you could think of are playing.
Yeah, think of one name. Yeah, he's playing.
I actually
other than Tiger
list.
Woods. If you said Tiger Woods, I'd say actually.
I do like Brooks Koepka.
Phil Mickelson's playing.
I don't like Brooks. I don't like Phil. Yeah, he always. I don't like any of the Liv guys.
If you've won it, you can always play.
I think Brooks won.
No, Brooks won the U.S. Open.
Oh, did Brooks not win last year? Who won? Scotty won last year. Oh yeah, it was Scheffler.
Yeah,
I think it's safe to say
Scotty doesn't know. But there's a thing with the Masters. So I know a guy that went, and he got me a Masters hat. And I would wear it around, and Mr. B would always yell at me and say, you're not supposed to wear that because I didn't actually go to the Masters.
Oh, stolen valor.
And I didn't believe him until I was in Florida once, and some guy's like, oh, when'd you go? And I'm like, oh, I didn't go to the Masters. Like, I just have the hat. And he's like, oh, and I could tell he was like disappointed. Like, it was a stolen valor thing.
I think that does make sense. It ties into with your merch costs, like you went there, that is your badge of honor, and like to wear that around, that's why they charge $210 for it, because you had to buy this conversation
that is
piece.
The most bullshit
that part's bullshit. I'm not in for that.
Yeah, it's like, really, it's not like you're fucking serving in the military.
Yeah, that's lame. That's lame. That's loser behavior.
Yeah,
people are gonna call you out for wearing something you didn't go to.
What do we like about the Masters?
Like, you need to call out people. Then you need to start calling out people anytime they're wearing something. Like, I'm wearing a Bainbridge Island hat. You're like, when's the last time you went to Bainbridge? If I didn't go,
have
I
you been
be in trouble? For it. Yeah, I've been there.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's gonna ask right. You.
But I am wearing a St. Ignatius sweatshirt, and I did not go to St. Ignatius, and I think people would probably give me shit for that.
Yeah, that is a cool shirt. Where'd you get that?
I've had it since. Probably, I don't know, high school. I got it at Salvation Army.
Oh, that's kind of weird. It's kind of weird in high school to buy another high school's.
It's a 90. It was 1994.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Ohio I got State champs.
Kevin, end on a high note.
No, I got one more thing I wanted to talk about. So when me and Owen were at this bar on Sunday, they had ESPN 8, the Ocho. That, you know how they do the crazy sports on there.
Is that real?
They do it on like ESPN 2, but they'll just like every like Sunday, they'll do like a 3-hour block where they just play crazy sports.
Yeah,
I've seen those. And there was one that caught my attention. It was this game called Buoy. Oh, and do you remember that? It was Dennis. It was basically, I'm going to do this with, try to narrate this story the best I can. Okay, it was basically it's basically cornhole, but like this little, how would you describe that board?
Dude,
it's almost like a ski ball board.
Yeah, and you could just say, yeah, it's like cornhole, but with balls and like a shape of a buoy at the actual hole.
Oh, is that why it's called buoy? Because it's shaped like a buoy?
Well, I guess not a buoy, like a life preserver ring that you see on boats that they throw out to you.
Well, it looked really fun. I'm like, oh, this seems like a great thing I could just keep in like my house and just like play every once in a while. What do you think this thing costs?
I was just gonna say that I could tell that you're gonna, you looked at the price
600.
And it was too much, dude. All right, hear me out.
Basically, like 6 sheets of wood, a couple holes cut into it. I mean, it's nothing.
So I was, before you give me the price, I was looking at a pitcher's mound for Buddy for our backyard because they have them at the fields. And I was like, that can't be expensive. Maybe we should get him one so he could practice in the backyard and the net. And I looked it up and they were like $2,000. And it's literally just wood and a little bit of AstroTurf and a thing. So I could see that this little contraption is probably like $1,500. I might be too
Holy shit, you nailed it. $1,495.
Really? Oh my God. I can make that.
You
that
are much. The price king.
I just know what stuff's worth, man.
Holy shit. Did you do the same calculations in your head while you did the fluid ounces or whatever?
I basically looked at how many pieces were of wood were in that baseball mound and the same materials. I'm like, this is going to cost around the same amount.
Maybe you are a natural house flipper. This is like so up your alley. This is your skill.
Yeah, maybe that's why, like, when you buy clothes that are expensive, it's never a shock to you. Like, to me, I'm like, holy shit, fucking $140 for a shirt? Like, they should be $5. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from. I think it's just being complete, very price, I'd say price conscious, but so are you, Dennis. You're more price conscious, and you're like, no, I'm not buying that. But I go price conscious. I'd be like, okay, maybe I need it.
What was the last thing you bought, Dennis?
I don't know why I'm talking myself up like I know what I'm doing. I think
last thing I bought.
Lucky.
Yeah, let me ask Dennis one more time. What was the last thing you bought, Dennis?
That wasn't like
beer.
A commodity, something that was just like other than that shirt.
For
something
pleasure.
That required a little bit
shirt.
Of
shirt. Yeah, that expensive shirt.
You haven't bought like a tool or something for home?
No. Can't think of anything.
Okay.
I spent a lot of money on just like experiences, I guess, like dinners and vacations and things like that, but never like clothes, really. Is that what you're asking? Clothes?
No, I was just thinking, I was thinking literally anything. Like today, I bought a CPAP machine. I bought a water at a gas station.
You bought a walking stick like that on the way home?
Yeah, I did buy a walking stick.
But Lisa Botox for her birthday.
Okay, we gotta end it there.
You can't put that on pod.
What is this for, like, in the middle of it?
Yeah, in the middle, we're just going to put it in there like, hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget.
We're not talking like that.
Okay.
I refuse to make it sound like a commercial. Yeah. You just got to tell everyone that they need to follow us on social media at PickFreaks on TikTok and Instagram and to give us 5-star rating. You can roast us, but don't give us less than 5 stars.
Yeah,
that's all we have to say.
So just say that.
Is there
Kevin,
any
go?
Yeah, if you're you're listening,
just cut what I said and put it on there. Who cares?
Muzzy now comes with 4 videos, 2 audios, a script book, parents guide, a new exciting CD-ROM, plus this free bonus with your paid order.